Okay, we're finishing Eruvi Chatziros today. We're Shin Sadi Dalad. Sefek Eruv Madina. What happens if you have a Sefek if you place the Eruv? So let's see. Aleph. Sefek Eruv, if there's a Sefek, if there's an Eruv still there. Let's understand the case. Kegon, such as, Sefek Im Hayak Hayam Ben Hashmashot Im Lav. You know for sure you placed an Eruv Chatzeros. You set aside the bread. But you don't know if it was there for all or the or any part of Bein Hashmashos. It's a mutter. You're allowed to rely on it. You're allowed to carry and assume it was there during at least part of Bein Hashmashos. V'hu shehaya lo b'cheskas kashrus. That's if there was a cheskas kashrus, chazaka, that it was kosher initially. Kegon sheinichol sham. You placed it there. Ve'era bo safek. And then there's a safek. Maybe it got eaten by an animal or a person. Maybe it got burnt down. Who knows? Okay. Aval im lo haya lo cheskas kashrus, but there was never a cheskas kashrus. Kegon safek im hunach sham im lav. You have no idea if it was ever placed over there. And so you don't know. And you can't rely on it. You can't rely on it because it started b'cheska safik. So then it's not reliable. Okay. Beis. Tzarech sheyehe ha'eruv bein hashmashos b'makom shra'uy litlo. In order for the eruv to be chal, in order for you to be able to carry, it has to be in a place during bein hashmashos where you can eat it or reach it. Hilkach. If it's buried in the ground, or a pile of bricks or stones are covering it, and you can't get to it without using utensils, tools, then, and it could be an Isser Deraisa, at least of, it has to be an Isser, possible Isser Deraisa of digging, so then, you can't get to it, and therefore, it's not a kosher Eruv. Alright. We learned Eruv Chatzeros, you're allowed to do Bein Hashmashos, and if it's an issue of only, so Bein Hashmashos, the Makums, if you forgot about it, and still Bein Hashmashos, you can still do, as in Resh Samech Aleph, we learned you still can do it. We're gonna see not so by Eruv Tchumin, but by Eruv Chatzeros you are allowed to, and even if it's an issue just of Muksa, so then, you're allowed to still do it Bein Hashmashos. Obviously, b'dyavid, but that's the situation one might get stuck into, you're still allowed to.
So if the Eruv is on a tree,
I don't want to say for sure. I would believe it's only an Isser Darabanan to climb the tree. And therefore, I believe you're allowed to for Eruv Tchumin Benat. If you're allowed to for Eruvei Chatzeros, but not for Eruvei Tchumin, but let's double check after Shir. Haga, good question. The Ha'eruv, Ein Sarich Liot Kayam Rak Bein Hashmashos, the Eruv for it to be kosher, to carry, we're still in Eruvei Chatzeros today, in order to carry, it only has to be there for Bein Hashmashos. And we learned even part of it is B'dyavid enough. Okay. Now, mi'ikar din, you're allowed to eat it once it's nighttime. Once it reaches seis, then it's 100% mutter to eat, because you only needed it there during Bein Hashmashos. And v'lechatchilo, it's better, you can eat it 100% in the morning. It's better to wait till the morning. Kind of as a guard, to protect ourselves. Because if we make a minhag to eat a Friday night, then you might end up doing early Shabbos, and it'll be too early. So therefore, as a low plug, it's advisable, if you're going to eat it every week, to wait till breakfast or lunch to eat it. Now this minhag of eating on Shabbos is only if it's you make a new Eruv Chatzeros every Shabbos. Ideally, the best thing to do is to make an Eruv Chatzeros on bread or matzah, we discussed, once a year.
And that's what's, I believe, normally done. I asked Rav Davidovich, he says he does it once a year on matzah. He says some people do it twice a year. He says you don't want to do it for too long because then it can get rancid or worms and whatever, and then it's no longer edible. So he says that's what's normally done. And just as incidentally, we discussed it. What about renting? So he rents it. He recommends renting it with a contract every 50 years. Again, people do different things. That's what he does. And just to throw it out there, he likes to rent it from the mayor, the police, and the water company. And his favorite's the water company. Why? Because they have absolute access to come into your house anytime to check the water pressure. Okay. Let's go on. Now, why is it nice to use Dafka your challah that you use Eruvi Chatzeros for? Because once you start a mitzvah, it's nice to continue on an item, it's nice to continue using that item for another mitzvah. And here it's the same mitzvah, sort of. So, because that's the whole purpose, is to be, to use something to combine us together, to join together. So anyway, so that's why it's proper. We're going to see that soon again. I think in the next siman. Gimel. Netanoba Migdal. Now let's say it got placed in a cabinet, a chest, maybe a safe. V'na'al b'fanav. And it got locked. V'avad ha-mafteach kodem shechashecha. Before Shkia, before it's Rinesh Mashos, the key gets locked and you can't get into it. No access. So im yafshal lehotzi ha'erev elin kenasa b'malacha gemura b'Rinesh Mashos. If the only way to get to it is to do a malacha gemura by breaking the kli, as that's the only way to get into it, so then has the same din. Areza kimisha avad ve'eno eruv. It says if you know it got not safek, you know it got lost before Shabbos, and therefore it's gone. It's not there b'Rinesh Mashos. So therefore, you don't have an eruv. You're not allowed to carry. If you have no access, or you know for sure it's lost, then you can't use it. Now, if you just lost it, but in other words, you're not sure where you put it. You're sure it's still there. You just can't find it. That's a little incidental halacha here. You can't find it, you forgot where you put it, then it's still kosher. Because we presume, assumption is, wherever you put it, it's still there. But if you checked in that place, and it's lost, and you know where you put it, and you know it's not there, so then you don't have an eruv. So what is the malacha gemura? That's a very good question. The Bir Halacha has also trouble answering that. What's the malacha gemura? So one pshat is you're doing a... could be a malacha deraisa. It could be even not a malacha deraisa, but it's like a malacha deraisa, because you're dealing with binyan, you're dealing with ohel. It could be a little bit of a din derabanan, of a chumrah. It's unclear exactly. We'll leave it like that. But basically, if you have a proper big chest and you're breaking it completely to get in, then that would not be allowed. But let's say you just have I believe just a rope or a padlock, some kind of or you pick the lock, or you break the rope, but the chest itself is still whole and you're not breaking that, then I believe it's 100% mutter to carry, and that's still a valid eruv.
Sounds like a tree, if it's on a tree, you're both okay, right?
So that's what we said. But it's good to double check, since I don't think I've seen that with Eirush. But I believe so. Okay, I think we're done. Let's see, where are we? I didn't read the word Shehre Iyav Shal Le'ochla, right? Because if you can't access it, and or it's, you know it's lost, so then you can't get to it.
If you find the key on Shabbos,
then I'm afraid it should be okay. Because you knew it was, because it was there. Okay, just because, again, you didn't know where it was, doesn't mean it wasn't accessible. Okay, Shin Sa Dihe, Dine Birkas Eruv. Now we're going to make a bracha for Eruv. We kind of learned this already by Hilchas Eruvin, Eruv Chatzeros. It's just a little chazara here. Mitzvah Lachzor Achar Shitufei Mavuos. That's a mitzvah to do a Shituf Mavuos, just like it's a Shituf to do Eruv Chatzeros. Why? We want to not be machshu other people, and we want to be able to carry. Okay. Umevarech Alav Al Mitzvahs Eruv. And it's a, what's it called? In a bracha that you make for either Eruv Echetzeros or for Shituv Mavius is all mitzvahs Eruv. Or doing both at the same time, again, it's all mitzvahs Eruv. And you can say one bracha for two different Eruvin as well. It's a machlokas, not to get into it right now, but there is a machlokas if you're going to make a bracha on Eruvin for Chatzeros plus Tavshilin at the same time, if you should make two brachas or one, or is it al mitzvahs, al mitzvahs? Okay. The Omer Bazet, Hashituf Yiyeh Mutar Lakol B'nei HaMavoy Lahutzi Lachnis Mechatzeros LaMavoy. And you say the Nusach that you're saying with this, Shituf, and if it be for Erev or for both, all in one, you would have mentioned both words. And then it's for everyone to carry from houses to the Chatzeros to the Mavoy, V'chulei U'mehem LaBatim. And back into the houses, everything's all connected. Okay. Okay. Now, when do you say the bracha? So, b'sha'ash mekabetz oto mi b'nei hamavoi, when you're gathering it from everybody, or b'sha'ash mizakelehem, or when you're being mizakeh to them, right? Either because everybody brings in a piece, so you all go to everyone's house or chatzer and you start collecting, or one person is mizakeh to everybody. So at that time, when you're doing it, then you can say the, that's when you're supposed to say the brachos.
It's the opposite
of Bedikas Chametz. So, some compare it to the same of Bedikas Chametz, actually. It depends. According, now, we know by all brachos is an inyan to do it over Lasiatan, right? Before you do the Maisa, that's when you say the bracha. So, how does that play out over here? So it's clear according to Sephardic poskim, before you put it in the house or before you pick it up to be mezaka, before you start gathering, that's when you say the bracha. And then, if you like bedikas, you can still go from people's house to house to house and keep on collecting. You say the bracha when you start. It has to be over l'asiyatan. Or right before you do your mezaka, that's when you say the bracha and then you give it to the person and you say the nusach. Some say, among Ashkenazim, it's a little bit, depends on who you ask, or in the poskim. Some say you should do it once you start gathering. Some say you should first do the zikli first, and then you can say the bracha. It's better to do it that order. I know Rav Davidovich, he says the bracha before he does the zikli. However, Lamaisa, he says he almost never says the bracha, and usually you won't say the bracha. Depends where you are. Because if you're in a city, there's often someone else also doing an Eruv Chatzeros. So if you already have one that's kosher in the city and then you want to do it also, it would be a bracha levatala if it was already done. Once it's done in the city once, and they had a mind for everybody, so he says that's the way everyone does it. Even everyone makes a small little mahadrin or their individual Eruv, when they do it, they say it's as far as the walls exist, so that's still kosher. God can decide. But, so in other words, if the whole city is kosher, so then it works. So Rav Davidovich says he rarely says the bracha unless he knows he's making a new one. Okay.
What day of the year do they do it? This whole year?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't think it matters. What day? I think anyone does whatever they want to do. I think I've heard people try and do it like before Rosh Hashanah. It's just, that's the new year. I know I've heard that, but I'm not sure what individuals do. That's not important. As long as it doesn't get rotten, that's your time limit. Okay. I think that answers that. I saw also the latest you can say the bracha. Here, let's keep reading. Hagah. A person made the Eruv Echatzeros and he forgot to say the bracha of Alo Berchu Alav. Have Eruv. It's still an Eruv. Ki ein habracha me'akevet. Because the bracha is not me'akev. So first of all, when's the latest you can say the bracha if you still want to say the bracha? So the Magen Avraham and the Kaf HaChaim say you have up until Shabbos starts. Because the Eruv, we know, it needs Bein HaShemashos to really be chal. So it's still considered over l'asiyatan as long as Shabbos doesn't start. The question is lechatchila when you should say it. Okay? What happens if you don't say it?
You bring in Shabbos, not when Shabbos starts. So if you're living in a shulchan, you bring in 40 minutes before.
Now it goes by, as you can still say the bracha even during Bein HaShemashas. Because as long as you have it during Bein HaShemashas, it's kosher. So since, well, we'll leave that as a suffix. You can read it either, you can learn either way. Either the beginning of Bein HaShemashas, because that's when it starts to be chal. So I would say it up until until Shkia, the beginning of Bein HaShemashas. After that, I wouldn't say a bracha anymore. Even during Bein HaShemashas, I wouldn't. But, Tzavik Bracha Sahaka. And, if you don't say this nusach, so I know it's discussed if it works bediyeved or not, because otherwise, what are you doing? You're just gathering bread. So, it depends. If it's clear what you're doing is for the sake of Eruvei Chatzeros, so then for sure it works. If you know what you're doing, it probably works also. That's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. And, right, just like brachos are miyakev, the nusach is a miyakev, since you know what you're doing and that's why you're doing it. Okay. Hilchos techumin. Okay, so now we'll start with hilchos techumin. Shin sadi vav. Din arba amos sheish lo kol adam b'shabbos. Everyone has four amos, right? Let's read. Aleph. Shvu ish tachtav. There's a drasha from the pasuk that everyone has their place. Everyone's allowed to be in their place, walk within their place, and that's not no issues. Mikan shekol adam yesh lo arba amos b'chol makom. Everyone has his place, which is dalet amos. Afilu yatsa chutz latchum, even if you leave the tchum. In other words, the way it normally works, we're going to explain it back, like a little bit backwards and forwards, but we'll get it after a couple simanim, we'll get it clear. Basically, for tchumin, a person has 2,000 amos from where he is to walk. We'll see more details. What's his makom? His city, his eruv, or his where he's standing. Okay, but we'll see. Where that 2,000 amos begins. We'll see when we get to the next siman, where that begins. But, what he said right now is, a person gets maximum 2,000 amos. What happens if a person leaves his tchum, and he's beyond the 2,000 amos? He did it by accident, on purpose, whatever the case is. He's beyond his 2,000 amos, so generally speaking. He's stuck. He can't move anymore. Once you go beyond your 2,000 amos, you're not allowed to move. But you still get your place. Your place is dalet amos. So if you realize by mistake, you went outside your tchum on Shabbos, you're camping, or you're going for a walk, you're on a vacation, you're in a resort, you walk outside the hotel and you go outside the tchum, right? Outside the tchum means that's not where people are living. Obviously, if you have, just because you don't have Eruvei Chatzeros, if you have one hotel after another, well, it depends how close they are to each other, but anyways, if you are going outside of your tchum and you end up beyond 2,000 amos, you're stuck within your makom. Your makom is dalet amos. So we learned a little bit about this before when it comes to carrying. It's not exactly the same. We're going to see it's a little bit different. Okay, let's finish reading and then we'll wrap it up. Let's see. Afilu yatza chutzat chum umodadim lakol adam ve'ama shalo. Everybody gets his ama. In other words, everyone gets his ama. If you're extra tall, and therefore you have longer arms, you get more than what we call. Let's say you hold a 48 or 60 centimeters or whatever it is, the normal 6 tfachim, right? Universal compared to most people, benoni, you get 6 tfachim. That's an ama. So you get 4 amos, and it's based on not. For this halacha, it's not it's subjective. It's based on your size. We learned this also by carrying. Both by carrying and by walking dalet amos for your makom, you get, it's a very individual or subjective. Bein lekula, bein lechumra. Okay, modedim lekul adam be'ama shelo, he gets his arm. Based on his, but it's, we're going to explain this in a moment, it's based on your body height. Okay, that's not based on your physical arm. Normally our arms, most normal people, correlate exactly to their body, 3 to 1. Okay, basically from your shoulders down, we assume is 3 amos, and then your arm, you extend out or you reach out to put something, depending how you want to learn, you get an extra ama, right? So that's where it comes from. Literally the ama goes from your elbow to the end of your middle, longer finger. So, but it's subjective. So if you're taller, you get more. If you're shorter, you get less. V'im haya nanas be'evarav. But if you're a midget with your arms, and compared to your limbs, in other words, your arm is not proportioned to your body like everybody else. There's a normal ratio for everybody, I guess 3 to 1, and for you it's not. So then we give you more. If you have a shorter arm, you get extra. So that, because based on your body and your legs, you need a certain amount of space, dalet amos, like everybody. But your arm is just shorter. So we give you that same space that you deserve like everybody else. And that's what it means. Notz dimlo arba amos beinoni shel kol adam. So it's really, you don't get the same 4 amos as everybody, but you get the ratio. It refers to, you get the same ratio as everybody else.
So you
get less.
His size.
It'll be a little bit less than everybody else, than the average person. Shekol achat mehen shisha tfachim. I know some people learn a little bit differently, but this definitely seems to be the way the Gemara, Rashi, and the way the Mishnah Brura, and the way he brings other poskim seem to explain. We learned this, I think it was in Shin Mem Tet. Okay. Now again, you also get the diagonal. So according to the straight Shulchan Aruch, Psak of the Mechaber, is really, when we say 4 tvachim, it means 5.6 tvachim. And according to, I would say, probably most Ashkenazi poskim, again, it depends how you learn, could be, everyone agrees that's for sure de'araisa, maybe midarabanan you get less, but it seems to be the Mishnah Berurah and the Vilna Gaon paskins, you get, if you pick the direction that you want to hold, is your dalet amos, so you do, at least according to that opinion, at least you get 5.6 on your diagonal. In one direction it'll be 4, and the other in the diagonals, in the corners, it'll be 5.6. But, okay. Leave it as it may. It's Haga. Ve'elu arba amos mazino meruvachos. Now, there's a machlokas. When it comes to carrying, again, it's a machlokas in both places, but we say, I think the halacha follows. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. When you follow for carrying, we said it's mitzumsamot. You get exactly your amos. Let's another, for argument's sake, we'll say it's, if you're a benoni person, you get exactly, we'll call it 48 centimeters, if you're using a climb knot. But here, when it comes to tchumin, you get a little extra. Which it's an extra half an etzba for every amma. In other words, you're not squeezing so tightly your amos or your tvachim together, so you end up with an extra centimeter for every 24 centimeters you get an extra, no, every, yeah, I guess every 20, no, I'm confused, but for every amma you get another centimeter. Okay. Let's go on. Yeah. That's every 24 centimeters you get an extra 1 centimeter. Now the Ramah has the words over here, v'hu be'emtza'an. So some read it, v'emtza'an goes on this, and some, the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't belong here, it belongs after, like in another 8 words. There is a nafka mina ledina, but basically we'll read the Ramah according to the Mishnah Berurah, which is actually a little bit more makom. And he says like this, V'yesh omrim demutra lahalich arba amos l'kol tzad. And the Ramah says, according to one opinion, you can carry dalet amos in each direction. So we learned when it comes to carrying, very important not to get it mixed up. When it comes to carrying, you get 4 amos, and that means 2 in each direction. Or 4 in 1 and 0 in the other. You could only carry 4 amos when it comes to a maximum of 4 when it comes to carrying. What about Hilchos Tchumin? So according to the Sephardic Poskim or the Pshat Shulchan Aruch Kafachayim, you only get 4 tfachim. And in total, 4 amos, thank you. You only get 4 amos. That means 2 in each direction, or 4 in one direction and 0 in the other, right? Or 3 or 1. According to the Ramah, he says, no, you actually get eight. Because that's what he means. V'hu be'em tsa'an. It reads, v'yish romim d'omutal alech arba amos l'kol tsa'ad v'hu be'em tsa'an. So you're standing in the middle, and you can get four in each direction.
But you can still choose to use them eight in one direction?
I believe you can get eight in one direction and zero in the other. And you just decide that that's your middle. Is right in the middle.
That's according to the text we have, but according to the Shabur, that's a closed filter. Right?
Yes. Okay. But it's a machloka on what the opinion of the Rama is. But we'll assume, like the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah is Mikel. He says you follow the Rama according to the way he learns, and therefore you get eight. Okay. Aval, letaltel, ein lorak, arba amos imalachson. But we learned earlier you only get four amos with your alachson to carry, which is 5.6. Alright, we covered that. Beis, v'chol makom shekadash alav hayom. Okay, now, wherever you are, when Shabbos starts, go by Hilchos Tchumin, it goes pretty much like every other stuff also, but Hilchos Tchumin we're talking about, it starts by Bein HaShemashas. Imu mukaf l'dira. Afila ein bo'ata deyorin chashuv kulo ke'arba amos. If you're in an enclosed place, even that's mukaf l'dira, in other words, you have a building, and now it's destroyed or whatever, partially destroyed, but the walls are still up, no one lives there anymore. Or any place that has a fence and it's mukaf l'dira, where people use it, doesn't matter how big it is, any place that's enclosed, right? So then, it has a din of arba amos for this halacha of tchumin, and you can carry 2,000 amos beyond. V'im eino mukaf l'dira, but if it's not mukaf l'dira, atza tayim chashu kulov ka'arba amos. Since there's no din of karpe, if it's like a din karmelis derabanan, we still say the whole area, it's fenced in, it has dalet, it's considered your dalet amos, and your 2,000 amos starts outside of that. V'afilu shavat betel gavoa ubekama ketsura v'shibolim makifot ota. A couple cases, either you're on a mound, and so the sides of the mound is steep enough, and those are the walls, and it's less than satayim, or if it's more than satayim, it has to be mukaf adira, ubekama ketsura, or you had a wall based on bundles outdoors. So then, chashive ka'arba amos ad satayim. So even though it's not mukaf adira, if it's up to beit satayim, basically that means any enclosure. All right.
What if he asks